This is St. Louis Public Radio. This weekend, Missouri health officials confirmed the state's first case of COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. So far, listeners have submitted dozens of questions about coronavirus to our Curious Louis series. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon and digital editor Brian Heffernan teamed up to track down the answers.
The St. Louis Public Radio newsroom has received a ton of questions about the coronavirus in the last week. So I sat down with digital editor Brian Heffernan, and we picked the most commonly asked questions. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Shayla.
Okay, what's our first question?
Yeah, so a lot of people wanted to know what the difference is between cold and flu symptoms and symptoms you might see with COVID-19.
COVID-19 does have symptoms that are pretty similar to the seasonal flu. So things like coughing, fever, shortness of breath. And for most people, these symptoms are pretty mild, but they can be more severe in certain groups. So older people, people who have compromised or weakened immune systems, and people who have kind of certain chronic medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, lung disease, in those groups, the symptoms can be more severe. But because the symptoms are so similar between the flu and COVID-19, the only way to really tell the difference is to actually go and get tested. So if you, let's say that you think that you have COVID-19 and you're having these symptoms, the most important thing is for you to stay home and call your doctor or an urgent care center. Once you do, they're going to ask you some screening questions, and then a doctor is the one who's actually going to make that decision as far as whether or not you should get tested.
Another question we got was, why can't we set up drive-through testing so people don't have to sit in an ER for hours?
So this is really critical. If you're having these symptoms, call your doctor. Don't just show up. You shouldn't be sitting in the ER for hours, mostly because if you're doing that, you can be exposing a lot of people to the virus. So as far as drive-through testing, some states like Washington have set these up to try to test a small number of people for COVID-19, but that's not something that's happened in Missouri yet, mostly because the state health department has been, so far, the only group that can actually test people. The state health department basically processes these tests at a state-run lab in Jefferson City, but the test kits themselves come from the CDC. And right now, there's still a limited number of test kits available. So the state's only testing people who have symptoms, who have traveled to an affected country like Italy or China, or have had contact with someone who's infected.
So other listeners asked why there aren't more tests being made available. What's going on there?
So in Missouri and also the rest of the country, there haven't been enough tests to meet demand. And the reasons why are pretty complicated. But part of the problem, at least initially, was with the test itself. So early on, the tests were inconclusive. People were having problems with them. And that was what caused kind of a bottleneck early on in getting those tests out to the states. But right now, the Missouri Health Department says that they are expecting to get more test kits soon, and that's probably going to change who's able to get tested. I should also mention that several commercial test kits are available now, but you can't just go out and pick one up at the drugstore. A doctor actually has to be the one to order the test for you. And it's still unclear right now as far as whether or not insurance companies are going to cover the cost of these tests.
A lot of listeners want to know how to protect themselves. Is it a good idea to wear rubber gloves when you go to a crowded, busy place like the grocery store or a school?
Right. This was a common question. So the main way the virus spreads is through these tiny droplets that are sprayed out into the air when an infected person coughs or even talks. Those droplets can land on surfaces, and then people can get sick if they touch the contaminated surface and then they touch their faces. So that's why doctors are recommending that people wash their hands frequently. So, I mean, as far as gloves, the short answer is unless you're sanitizing your gloves as often as you'd be washing your hands, they're probably not going to offer much protection to you. And in fact, they might do more harm than good because they could give you a false sense of security. So as far as large gatherings, one thing to note here is that if you are in one of those higher risk groups, especially if you're older or you have a compromised immune system, health officials are recommending that you try to avoid these bigger gatherings whenever possible.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon and digital editor Brian Heffernan answering your questions about the coronavirus.